King's College London, the London School of Economics, and the University College London are all part of the University of London, and we're pleased to contribute our views to this meeting of states parties. We see the convention as a treaty in need of reinforcement on all sides. There is no single remedy, but there are practical steps that can be taken to make it more effective. We encourage states parties to give these serious consideration. Science and technology do not stand still. Some states parties are better placed than others to make their own assessments of science and technology developments as they have a bearing on the BWC, whether for good or ill. But there is still no regular body for S&T review in the service of the convention as a whole. Proposals for an advisory board or panel should be finalized in time for clear recommendations to go forward to the 9th review conference. This requires a renewed search for agreement in the 2020 meeting of experts, which can then be refined and given definite shape through the 2020 meeting of states parties. We would judge this as a particularly valuable outcome of the current intersessional process. We continue to urge states parties to make fuller use of the extensive provision for consultation and cooperation, which is available within the framework of Article 5. The potential needs to be explored more intensively and imaginatively by the whole BWC community. This is a task requiring particular attention in the 2 years remaining before the 9th review conference. We commend those states parties which have worked together on a voluntary initiative on various voluntary initiatives to encourage greater openness in support of the convention over and above their participation in its politically binding confidence building measures. Although compliance assessment, peer review, implementation review, and transparency visits are distinct from one another, they all share an overarching objective: to advance the compliance debate in a workable, pragmatic way. We hope that more states parties will engage in voluntary initiatives of this kind, and that the body of experience already built up since 2011 will be channeled into substantive preparations for the 9th review conference. Article 7 is an expression of solidarity. In committing themselves in advance to helping a victim with humanitarian assistance, all states parties are sending potential violators of the convention a message that their efforts at violation will be less effective than intended. But the message only carries conviction if everyone is confident that Article 7 would operate successfully in practice. Accordingly, more work on assistance planning and interagency coordination needs to be done in preparation for the eventuality that Article 7 is ever applied. Institutional strengthening has long been a divisive issue. This is particularly disappointing to all who want to build confidence in the Convention and see it as under-equipped to operate successfully in an ever-changing environment. Its institutional deficits are evident, but agreement on acceptable remedies continues to be elusive. We encourage renewed efforts to overcome deadlock in MX5 and to produce a constructive outcome for MSP 2020 to refine into proposals for the 9th review conference. Mr. Chair, a full version of this statement will be available online. We wish you a successful outcome to this meeting of states parties and trust that the convention will benefit from your efforts, in which you may be assured of our continued support. And finally, Mr. Chair, on behalf of the NGO community, I thank you and states parties for your support of NGO statements and the various perspectives that we provide. Thank you.